Okay, you're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas, and we're going through Genesis. We're left off at Genesis 34:15. It says, we got Shechem here, and he says, then we will give our daughters... Okay, back up here. They said, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that is a reproach to us. So we talked a little bit about the circumcision and the circumcision of the heart. So even though someone could become circumcised in the flesh, if the obedience isn't in the heart, it ain't there. You know, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and good works cannot buy you into the good grace of our Heavenly Father. It's the willingness and the desire to please him. But the children of Israel, the brothers here, says, but we will consent unto you if you will be as we, every male of you will be circumcised. So, let's see. Okay, I'm looking for the phrase here where it says, and the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor and his father deceitfully. And said, because you have defiled Dinah, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. So obviously, you know, they had a little huddle on the side and said, we'll take care of this because he defiled our daughter. And rather than being, showing any sorrow or repentance, he's laying out terms for us. And there are no other terms. He gets our daughter, but you know, we can name any terms we want as long as he gets her. And that's pretty much what he laid out to him. So they answer him deceitfully. And they said to him, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that is a reproach to us. But in this will we will consent to you. If you will be as we, that every male of you be circumcised, then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters unto us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. See the problems there with the being unequally yoked thing. But if you will not hearken to us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem his son came unto the gate of their city, and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us, therefore let them dwell in the land, and trade therein, for the land, behold, is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters for our wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. Shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Hamor and Shechem his son hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass in the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword, and came upon the city boldly, and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house, and went out. So apparently Dinah was already in Shechem's house. Perhaps he would not let her go. I don't get those kind of details here. And after the fact, he takes her after the fact, tries to make a deal. So obviously, Dinah is in the house of Shechem. So they took their sister and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses and that which was in the city and that which was in the field and all their wealth and all their little ones and all and their wives they took captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, you have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and I being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. And they said, should he deal with our sister as a harlot? And that's the end of that story, pretty much. Genesis 35, verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, okay. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto you when you fled from the face of Esau thy brother. And Jacob said unto his household, and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Where did these strange gods come from? Saying there are strange gods in the house of Jacob already? Well, you know, they took all those women and children, and they spoiled the nation of Hamor and Shechem. So there would have entered in a lot of strange gods. And they gave, okay, and Jacob said to his household, okay, and let us arise, let's go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto my God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. So that was where they plundered the land of Hamor and Shechem, and they left all of the strange gods there. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bakuth. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram, and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed, and she had a hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died, was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. Indeed, unto the day that this was written, at least. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in the land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, Simeon, Levi, Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan, and Naphtali. the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad, Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born unto him in Paddan Aram. And Jacob came unto Isaac his father, unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. So Jacob goes, to Mamre. Isaac was 180 years old. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and he was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Chapter 36. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives, the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, Aholabama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite, and Bashemoth, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajoth. And Ada bore Esau, Eliphaz, and Bashemath bore Reuel. And Ada bore to Esau, Eliphaz, and Bashemath bore Reuel. And Aholabama bore Jesu, let's see if I can pronounce this correctly. Yaush, and Yalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, and his cattle, and all his beasts, and all his substance, which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together. And the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. These are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada's wife of Esau, Reuel, the sons of Bashemath, the wife of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was the concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son. She bore Eliphaz, Amalek. And these were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. Now these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath, and Zerah, and Shammah, and Mizah. And these were the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Aholabama, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife, and she bore Esau, Jethu, Jalam, Korah. And these were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, duke. And I wonder where the term duke comes from and what that means. It means a friend, a Gentile. So, don't really know what it means. But Teman, Omar, Zopho, and Kenaz, Korah, Gatam, Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom, and these were the sons of Ada. And boy, we just keep getting into all of these, the sons of Edom. And we've got a whole chapter of this telling us who Edom is and who their families are. And the chapter ends, according to their habitations in the lands of their possession, he, Esau, is the father of the Edomites. So these are all the families of the Edomites that came out of Esau. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. And these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, when the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. He was 17 years old, feeding the flock with his brethren. The lad was with the sons of Bilhah, with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto the father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. So they envied him. They were jealous of him because of the special relationship that Joseph had with his father. And Joseph dreamed a dream in chapter 37, verse 5. And he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. Well, I don't know if he was trying to endear his brothers to him, but he wasn't doing a very good job, was he? And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told his brethren and said, behold, I have a dream and a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. His father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come and bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brethren went out to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to them, hear. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it would be well with thy brethren, and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what do you seek? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed the flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Here comes the dreamer. Let us therefore slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him unto his father again. So Reuben makes his own plan. You know, I can't let them slay my brother. But, because, you know, I mean, here's the thing is, okay, so the father favors the brother, and they're jealous. But do their actions and their jealousy prove that they love their father? Well, maybe it proves why their father loves Joseph more. Because they don't really love their father. If they did, they would take care of Joseph. They would make sure that no harm came to him because they'd know how much it would hurt their father. See how their motivations and their thinking process is all mixed up here. And they certainly aren't loving their neighbors themselves. But here Reuben says, okay, I'll go along to a point, and it's the point that I can deliver my brother back to my father. So it came to pass when Joseph was come, they stripped Joseph of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into the pit. And the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. So it was a dry pit. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked. And behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead, with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. So you have these Ishmaelite traders. You know, they're carrying their goods to Egypt to sell them. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? So Reuben says, throw him into the pit so he can deliver him later to his father. But Judah comes up with another idea. What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood. Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him. For he is our brother in our flesh, and his brothers were content. And then there passed by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew that and lifted him up, and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned to the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. So I guess Reuben didn't know about that deal. It doesn't say that he left, but apparently he did. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.